I imagine that you'll be like myself, and that one brings back quite a lot of childhood memories. I think we seem to sing it every Sunday when I was a child, but obviously it stuck with a lot of people because a lot of people voted for it. And I'd just like to thank Frieda because the two interesting insights into the hymns. Isn't it interesting just to find out some of the history and the stories behind them? It's really fascinating. I've heard Frieda before, and she's wonderful. We're going to join together in prayer now, and during this time there'll be a small moment of silence where we can bring forward memories of people that you can remember. There are too many, obviously, for me to mention. Let's just join together in prayer now. Let's bow our heads in prayer. God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight to praise and exalt you, to thank you for the first 100 years of this building. This is indeed a wonderful place to come and worship you in. It was a love for you that moved John and William McLaren to provide the money to build this church. Through their generosity, generations have come here to sing your praises, to learn more about you, to pray to you, to open their hearts to you. But Lord, we are very aware that wonderful building this may be, it is not the building that we come to worship. We come to worship you, to give you thanks that we have you in our lives, to glorify your name, to ask for forgiveness when we have let you down. Please accept this evening's praises as a token of our desire to please you. A church building is nothing without the people who come through its doors. Tonight, as we celebrate the end of our centenary year, we remember the people who have made this place what it is today. We give thanks to the ministers who have led this congregation down through the years, Reverends Holston, McMillan, Gardner, McKenzie, and Mitchell. We remember and give thanks for the session clerks who have worked so hard to provide the leadership and direction required, the organists who have led us so well as we praise you in song. You have blessed us with so many organizations attached to this church, and we give thanks for the many people who have worked hard to make them run successfully. We pray for all office bearers and leaders currently working in this church. Give them strength and encouragement to continue with the valuable work that they do in your name. But most of all, we give thanks for the people who have sat in the pews. They have, through the last 100 years, come to worship you, to say to you that they love you and they want to please you, to be a witness for their faith, to have you in their lives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. And in silence, we remember them now. We ask, Father, that you continue to bless our congregation, both in this building and Pitcorthy, and accept our praise and thanks for the privilege of having you in our hearts. Lord, we also ask your blessing on our current ministry team, Andrew, our minister, Barry, our reader, and Chris, our youth and young family worker. May you work through them to bring us nearer to you as we move forward into the second century of this building. We further pray in the words that Jesus taught us to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The next hymn that we're going to be singing is Good Memories for Me Again, because being an ex-Boys Brigade boy, it was one of the great Boys Brigade hymns. So let's stand and sing from Mission Praise 770, Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life.